Pat Rabbit and the representatives of political parties. Love to be able to fire up these kind of things about independence and put up the spectre, you know, oh, the country would never be able to be run, it would grind to a halt if there was an independent-led government. But the reality is that quite a lot of members of the government parties act like independent anyway. There is not much unity within the parties either. They just exercise a rigid whip system to control their own members and ensure that the doll doesn't serve any real purpose at all. I think a government led by independents would actually see a radical transformation within the doll, where the doll would be able to assert its own independence and be independent from the executive. And I don't see any reason why people of principle couldn't agree and sign up and agree to support the policies that a government would put forward that would be for the benefit of everyone in our society.
Now, at the moment, you have Michael Fitzmaurice talking about the possibility of forming his own party. Would you be looking perhaps as using that as the unifying force, or would you be staying out of any party structure yourself?
I don't think a political party will serve as any purpose. I do believe that, you know, as independents, we can come together and find ways of maybe agreeing a certain number of policy items as a common platform, and also maintaining your independence as well, which I think is vitally important. And there's no reason why we couldn't do that, because, you know, the government of the day can lose every vote in the Dáil in the year bar two, which is the Finance Act and the Social Welfare Act, and still stay in power. But we have this crazy system in Ireland where the political parties are obsessed with winning every single vote that's ever called in Dáil Éireann. You know, if you look at in the UK, the government of the day loses, I think, somewhere in the region of about between 30 and 40% of votes that are actually taken in the Parliament. And we don't see chaos ensuing there and the system collapsing. So, you know, there's no reason why we can't have an independent Dáil that would be independent of the executive and exert its control and power, and also have a functioning government as well.
Finally, from your own point of view, your participation in any discussion on the next government will depend on your performance in the forthcoming general election. An extra challenge for yourself, Donegal, going from two constituencies to one single five-seater. You will now have to find yourself campaigning and seeking votes right up as far as Manon Head. Is that going to pose a new challenge for you?
Yeah, it's going to pose huge challenges logistically. You know, counting the size of Donegal, you know, when it's over 100 miles from Malinbeg to Malinhead, and to try and cover and service that part of that whole constituency. I mean, I would be doing quite a number of representations for people from the Letterkenny and his own areas as a routine anyway now, and I'll be looking to expand that over the coming months. But it's going to be very difficult as an independent candidate to cover the entire county, but I'll do my best at it. And the theory is that it's easier for an independent to get elected than a five-seater, so I'll test that theory out in the next general election. We'll see how it goes.
And are you confident that the name Thomas Pringle has enough cachet and enough recognition in the northern part of the county to get you over that line?
Well, I think I've worked very hard over the last 4 years in trying to represent all the people of Donegal, and I would have my fairly high profile, but as an independent you're always up against it. So I think it's vitally important that there is at least one independent seat in Donegal after the next general election, and I'll be working very hard to ensure that that's me.